This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the Best of America Tonight. Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Somber news coming out of Amtrak, a train making its first trip on a new route when it derailed near DuPont, Washington. And, you know, we're talking about Washington, where many of you are listening to us right now. Here's the scoop that we know. I was shocked during the day when I heard this. What happened was the Amtrak Cascades 501 making that inaugural move across the tracks on this new route that they have. The train ran off the track near DuPont. It spilled 13 cars off Interstate 5 overpass onto rush hour traffic below, which is frightening. All the deaths were contained to the train. However, about 100 people were transported to hospitals in Pierce and Thurston counties. A lot of you will be familiar with that area. And, you know, Amtrak's president said, and CEO Richard Anderson said, positive train control was not activated on the tracks when that derailment happened. Now, if you don't remember PTC, we actually had somebody on talking about it. It's this technology that automatically slows down and eventually stops a train, if it senses that it's going too fast. So 13 cars jumped the track. The train had 14 cars, including two engines. So this was an awful, awful day, that's for sure. There's a 20-member team that they're on the ground from the National Transportation Safety Board investigating all of this. And when you look at it, it is scary. It's scary to look at. It looks like, from above especially, just mangled trains, which is what they are. And looking at that derailment, very, very frightening to see that. And the train was carrying 77 passengers, 7 crew members at the time. I think we have Bob Ney with us, who is the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you?
I was just talking about this Amtrak deal, and you know, you've seen some of these Amtrak derailments, and maybe even when you were a congressman, you know, that Northeast Corridor where so many people made that trip from New York to Washington, from Washington to Philly and all those places in between, they had a couple of problems over the years there. But this was a brand new train, a high-speed train in Washington State. It was, I don't know if you saw the pictures of it. I'm just throwing this out here at the beginning because I think this is the buzz in the land, and it's frightening to see it, isn't it?
Oh, it is. They were moving about, more than 80 miles per hour when it derailed. And of course, it was, you know, ironically, you know, such a horrible way. I mean, it was the inaugural move. 78 people, you know, excited about, you know, the first time this was moving, I guess what they call the Cascades between Tacoma and Olympia, Washington. And that was part of a $181 million project to cut travel time. It's but just a tragedy. And yes, periodically we would see these, you know, and then, of course, issues would be raised about Amtrak or safety, and it's going to be the same thing here.
Wow, yeah, nutty. All right, in the meantime, what's rolling out of Washington, D.C. includes this story I was reading in the Post today about this investigation, the Russia investigation might take up to another year. Is that true?
You know, they're trying to speculate speculate, and I mean, who knows what Mueller will do time-wise, and he'll say, well, he doesn't have a certain time he wants to, you know, get this thoroughly done, but if what they're saying is true and takes another year, people will start to grow tired of it in the sense of, you know, what does it take another year to find out? You know, how much evidence do you have now? So I would say if it takes another year, there's bound to be a ton more mistakes, and I think it'll lose its effectiveness, personally.
Yeah. And whatever timeline that is, the timeline for the tax bill is something to talk about. Republican senators certainly have rallied around the tax bill, but others are bailing on it. And it's so confusing, the numbers, Bob. You had to deal with tax bills before. Why can't we get this right?
Well, this one, Kate, is really complicated. This is one of the first major changes in the tax code in how long. And what would normally take, frankly, just as a guesstimate of mine, in a normal circumstance, a conference committee, which they're coming out of after a couple of weeks, would normally, on a bill like this, probably take 5, 6, 7 months. The Help America Vote Act, we took a year. That was a complicated bill. This one's more complicated. They did it in a matter of weeks. So I think that they're going to have to come back and probably correct some things eventually in this. But they're, you know, they have to have this. You and I talked about it. They can't delay. We saw just, 3 days ago, they were short. The vice president was going to postpone his trip. It's a very delicate balance. John McCain's ill. A lot of factors out there. They have to keep moving on this. But it's a quick conference committee for a complicated bill.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. To say the least, absolutely. And then there's this story that I'm just curious about. Were you ever curious about, because you had government access, about Area 51, the government admitting they studied UFOs? What's up?
Well, Kate, my son, who's 33 now, but when he was younger, would say to me, Dad, are there aliens in Area 51? And I would say, I can't confirm or deny, you know. And the day I resigned and my campaign staff were standing there crying, it was a very traumatic day for everybody, and my son turned to me and said, okay, can you tell me now? No, I still can't. But, we were very curious. We wrote a letter one time on behalf of a constituent to the government asking about Area 51 because the constituent asked us to. And we got a response back that it doesn't exist. So we mailed that back. They've always kept everything to a hyper-secretive level. And that's this $22 million was, you know, secret. Obviously, it wasn't put in under, you know, UFO studies. It was buried somewhere. But it's a fact that out of 20,000 some reports in the year's period of time, they had 700 some reports, mainly from a lot of Air Force people, Kate, that they just could not come to a conclusion of what the vehicle or the device was, you know, in the air. So I think for our own, putting aside any thoughts of aliens, for our own information, I don't think it was a bad idea to find out, you know, what are these crafts? Are these, you know, from China, Russia, you know, or are they from somewhere else beyond our galaxy? So I thought it was a good idea to do it, but this is surely making a stir now that it's, you know, found
out. Boy, no kidding. It is definitely making a stir.
Big time.
It's wild, definitely. We're going to have to course that information out of you eventually here, so... That's my new goal. I'm calling your son. I'm going to figure this out.
You can ask him.
I love it. Oh, too funny. Bob Ney, thank you as always.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
We're rolling and rocking through as we get closer to the holiday that many of you will be celebrating. Can you believe it? Coming up in our next show, we're going to re-rack the year, so in our next two shows, and take a look back at some of the biggest stories of the year, because after all, we are getting close to saying adios to 2017. So it came, it saw, it went, and boom. And one of the big stories, of course, was the whole harassment thing. And I've said this before, for any woman who would proclaim that, shame on them, because that takes away from the credibility of those who are seriously damaged mentally and otherwise, and it is a sickening, sad thing. I've had every man in my life ask me if I'm a Me Too, and they have daughters and granddaughters and nieces and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I know some fabulous men who want to knock the teeth out of some other men and say, why? But it's interesting how that Pandora's box is really blown open. And now, you know, I mentioned our last show, the Carolina Panthers owner is selling the team because this investigation has some pretty whopper revelations, apparently, and he's not going to withstand that, meaning forget it. It's not going to happen. He doesn't want to get dragged out. Boom, that's it. That's, you know, we're done. I'm going to sell the team after the year so they can investigate whatever they want to, is basically what they're saying. And now there's this Alec Kozinski, a federal court judge in California. He's retiring because of multiple sexual allegations, harassment allegations. He served on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for 32 years, and he wants to just get out as fast as he can. And that's the name of that tune. All right, if you want to throw in your two cents on what we're mashing up here, including, I mean, you know, what really was, I've been talking about this with people, I'm thinking about this, what really was the biggest story of the year? And I think it depends on your point of view, what the biggest story, I mean, we're going to go through sectors like politics, financial, I guess, entertainment, sports, etc. But if you just had to pick one story, what was the biggest story? Think about that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to our pal Dan in Texas. Oh, I'm desperate for a joke. I think he has one for me. Hey, Dan.
Hello, darling.
Oh, do you have a joke for me? I miss your jokes.
Yes, I do. Are you ready? I got a couple up. Are you ready?
I am.
This little girl was standing in line waiting to talk to Santa Claus. And so just as she got up there, Santa reached down for her, and she hauled off and kicked him in the shins with some steel-toed shoes she was wearing. And he yelled, ouch! And he looked at her, and he says, why? She says, that was for last year. Don't let it happen again. He nodded, okay. That was the end of that. Okay.
All right.
Now, these two snakes were slithering along through the tall grass. All of a sudden, one of them turned to the other and he says, I got a question for you. He says, what is it? He says, are we poisonous? He says, I don't know if we're poisonous. What do you ask? He says, I just bit my lip.
That is clever. I like it. But I'm bump. Okay, I got one. Listen, I got one for you.
I've been waiting
for you to call. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because in honor of this latest Star Wars, which now it's number 8, what kind of car does Luke Skywalker drive?
He doesn't.
A Toyota. Yoda, get it?
Okay.
Okay. You had to think about it. Rim shot.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
tried.
Not quite a basket, though.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Santa Claus was standing outside this giant helicopter, and the mechanic was standing there, and it says Santa on the side of the helicopter. And the mechanic looked at him like, a helicopter? And Santa says, reindeer, schmeindeer, I got a job to do, dude.
I gotcha. I feel ya. Ba-dum-bump.
Okay. You got anything else for me?
Yes, I do. What did the carpet say to the floor?
You're covered.
Yeah, don't move. I got you covered.
that's a good one.
We both laughed.
I enjoy your humor.
Thank you.
I got a couple of questions for you.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're healthy?
I'm healthy. I'm good. I was traveling.
How's he doing?
Yes.
How's Paul
he's
doing?
Good. He's good. The other's good. He's coming back on our next show, so he's good.
Okay.
He's going to do a segment.
Well, I was just worried about him, and I was worried about you. I'm glad you guys are both healthy with the oncoming season.
Woohoo!
And stay away from people with the flu, and don't let people cough on you.
No kidding.
I'll have some more jokes. When do you want me to call again?
Call again anytime you want. Call tomorrow with a truckload of jokes, and I'll give you a truckload back. Going to be our gift to each other.
You got it, baby.
All right. I love it. But I'm bump. Rim shot or a basket? Who made the basket? Okay. Why are riddles like pencils? They're no good unless they have a point. We need levity. We need levity. I can say that easy. We need levity. The Seattle train crash is horrible. It trumps everything else, and it's awful. I mean, an inaugural run, people excited about this, and the different angles and the shots of this train are shocking. You know, again, shocking. I have a bunch of friends, good friends, in Seattle, and I honestly checked with every single one of them because I know how they are, and if they were home, they just might take that train. T-sip to be one of the first, because that train was dangling onto the highway. Deadliest U.S. commuter train crashes in the last couple of decades. Well, 3 dead, 100 to the hospital, so it's not the deadliest, but not good. And the way it looks, it's almost a miracle that there weren't more people. Can't say a really bad one, and I was on these airwaves. I would have been... Let me think about this for a second. Yes, I would have just been into America tonight because I've been doing the show. I'm celebrating 10 years. Can you believe it? A decade of my life doing the show. 25 people were killed, more than 100 injured back in September of 2008. It was a Metrolink commuter train and a Union Pacific freight train collided head-on in the afternoon. and three of the passenger cars derailed, two of the freight train's locomotives, and 10 of its 17 cars derailed. It was a nightmare. I mean, and what happened? The engineer was distracted. He was text messaging somebody on a phone, and he didn't stop his train at a red light, and that's what happened. I mean, that's how that happened. That crash happened. Again, just absolutely awful. And we remember the Philly crash, and because I have family there and family, frankly, that take the Amtrak train. It was a train headed to New York from Washington. There were 238 people and five crew members. It was derailed, and the train sped up as it was hitting a curve. Eight people were killed, 200 injured. Listen, things happen, but it's those were sad. Those were very sad, and I think at the times I'm on the train, and just a captive audience with, you know, you don't have control over what's going on as far as the traveling of the train and controlling it and whatnot. And of course, like I said, this is life. You could walk across the street and get hit. But it is sad for all of those people who get that phone call, that crazy phone call that just has your mind saying, this can't be true. Is this really true? This really happened? And we heard a lot of stories like that, really a lot of sad stories like that, unfortunately. So certainly when I think of Seattle and I think of how close we are to the whole Christmas holiday, this is, pretty rough for them, no question about it. And I mentioned also at the top in my conversation with Bob a few moments ago the Mueller thing and the fact that now they're saying this investigation, and who knows how long it would be, but it could actually go up for another year. They could actually be investigating for another year, which is so insane if you think about that. And what does the dollar amount amount to? So hopefully, if there is something to be had here, hopefully they get it, you know, covered, because we're spending a ton of your money and my money in making this, you know, in making it a possible, because this is what we do. You fund the government, you fund these special committees and investigations, and I guess we don't always think about that, right? But yeah, this is exactly what's happening here, right? We're funding it. Bottom line. If we're bottom lining it, that is the bottom line. Our bucks are going into it. Everybody keeps asking me this one question over and over again. Who's going to get snow on Christmas? Who's going to get snow on Christmas? Sit back and rejoice and enjoy our next segment. And I'm going to answer that question, or try to, at the tail end of the hour. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Sitting in our virtual green room here on Forbes Books at Bedtime, Derek Fetzer, Director, Global Public Health, Caring Crowd. So go to caringcrowd.org. I'm going to say that out front because it's honestly, it's going to blow you away. Everyone knows what crowdfunding is, right? So you think of, you know, Kickstarter, etc. And we all know crowdfunding is a very powerful idea, and that Kickstarter is a very powerful platform. So now it's interesting. Now we're talking about Caring Crowd. And as soon as I heard Caring Crowd, I was so intrigued. I started looking up everything I could. So, Derek, you piqued my interest when Greg said, first of all, that we were having you on. And welcome to the show. Tell everybody what Caring Crowd is.
Oh, it's very simple. It's a crowdfunding platform, and as you mentioned, similar to Kickstarter and others like GoFundMe, but it's dedicated to community health and to public health. So we basically run this platform free of charge for nonprofits working on these types of projects, that is, to community health and public health. And they're able to tap into resources on the platform, for example, send digital greeting cards after making a pledge in somebody's honor, right? So just perfect for the holidays. And we have matching opportunities on the platform as well. Again, it's just basically a crowdfunding platform proudly sponsored by Johnson & Johnson for community health and public health.
So, Derek, I have a question for you. I think everyone understands what crowdfunding is. I think people hear the words public health, and I'm not sure it's really clear what you mean by that. And so can you really drill into really specifically the kinds of projects that you're supporting on Caring Crowd?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so when we think about public health and community, I would actually probably, it might be easier to think about it in terms of community health. And basically, what are those projects that the community needs to help as many people within their community as they can? So a lot of the projects that we see look at basic needs. And so these are basic needs around the world, things like clean water, dewormers, vaccinations, ultrasound units for small clinics. We've seen diapers to stop diarrheal diseases, and again, these go to underserved communities around the world. And one that I found very interesting of late was prosthetic care in Latin America. So those are some of the basic needs, but really we've seen a lot of projects come on recently touching on the themes of mental illness. That is, projects that affect and benefit the homeless, veterans. Recently saw a project that was not only to help schizophrenic patients, but their families as well, and how to cope with that and how to help out their family member afflicted by schizophrenia. Also seeing a couple ones that have come on regarding trauma for children witnessing violence in Africa and Latin America. And also recent eating disorders has just popped up on the platform as well. And that's here in the U.S. Interestingly enough, I found out through this project that 1 in 10 of Americans are afflicted by eating disorder, and only 90% of them get no care at all. One of the things that I think that is vitally important is basically projects that that help train and equip healthcare volunteers and nurses around the world. About a third of our projects actually touch in some way nurses, and their importance, and I just can't underscore enough the importance of nurses in the whole healthcare system. We saw a lot of projects looking at hurricane relief over the months of September and October, and some of those projects are still live on the platform as they need to get to 100% to get fully funded. And lastly, I can think of things in terms of innovation too. So one of the more innovative projects that I thought was just very interesting was a tower put up in Haiti and parts of Africa that harvests the moisture out of the air. I saw that in the fellow who's running that project has been on TED, the TED Talks. So very interesting. But there are other things, too, that hit the platform, like making films for amputees. And by making the film, it provides hope and inspiration for those patients. And then even, you know, some of the more basic things, too, like health education by radio. And so a project is on the platform to help out an African country this way. So it's a very broad, we have a very broad definition of public health, and we have experts that look at the projects before they go live to just make sure, hey, this is within the realm of public health. And I think it was just going a little bit to your initial comment that it is a very, it has a fuzzy definition, and we let the experts from recognized institutions decide if the project submitted is a public health or a community health project. So I hope that gives you enough breadth.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely. We're talking with Derek Fetzer. He's the director of global public health with the crowdfunding platform called Caring Crowd. It's caringcrowd.org, as it says on the website. And I think this really is something that speaks well for the company Johnson & Johnson. It's proudly sponsored by Johnson & Johnson. Derek and I met at the Global Crowdfunding Convention, which was an obvious place for both he and I to be for different reasons, of course. But he was there because he is running this crowdfunding platform for public health called Caring Crowd. One of the things I want to make sure we hit on, Derek, is the fact that unlike other platforms, 100% of the dollars that are raised go to the project itself. There's no fees from Caring Crowd for running the project, which makes it really unique. I want you to talk about Johnson & Johnson's matching program, and I also want to know if it's unusual to see a company like Johnson & Johnson doing this kind of a project. Has this been done before, or did Johnson & Johnson really, were they really kind of breaking new ground by doing this?
No, I think it hasn't been done before. I think we are breaking new ground. I mean, not to my knowledge has any other large company comparable to Johnson & Johnson launched this. And we launched it, and we're part of, I'm part of, as you've mentioned, the Global Public Health Group. And the mission of the Global Public Health Group is basically trying to get access to health care to underserved populations around the world, including communities here in the U.S. And so that's our basic mission. And we're trying to do that in a variety of ways, and this platform is one of those many ways. In as much as matching opportunities, we provide, we try to get as much funding, we put it up on the platform. You can see how much of the matching fund is there, and then periodically we'll be able to get, as funds become available, put more funds into that matching fund. And then we also, when pledgers come to the platform, they can also make a pledge in honor of somebody for the holidays and send out a digital greeting card as well. I think a lot of people are in my boat that we feel blessed that we have everything we need, and we'd rather not have a gift for ourselves, but rather give it to somebody else that really needs it. And health is, I can't think of a more important gift.
Boy, so you're so right on that, Derek, about the gift of health. Do you think you'll get other sponsors to do matching programs, too? I love how you can see how it's matched.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the platform's fairly young, and certainly we're willing to work with anybody. The platform is non-promotional in that is it's basically really just there to help people out. It's not meant to promote products or companies. So to that effect, you know, we can work with whomever would be willing to work with on helping out these projects around the world.
Derek, there's a really interesting story to how this started. You shared this with me at the Global Crowdfunding Convention. We're talking with Derek Fetzer. He's the director of Global Public Health and the Caring Crowd platform, caringcrowd.org, which is sponsored by Johnson & Johnson. Tell us about the story of how this got started, because it really is very interesting how this grew organically within Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was in a shanty town in Peru, and I ran into a healthcare volunteer there, and she was delivering tuberculosis medications on a daily basis to patients strewn throughout the shanty town, and she had been doing that for 20 years. And I just thought, how does she keep her motivation? Because she's not paid for that, she's a volunteer. And I asked her about it, what keeps you going? And she said, well, 20 years ago I had tuberculosis, and I was sick, I was poor, and I was all alone, and I don't wish that on anybody. And so coming back from that, just that single comment, John Brennick, the other co-founder of Caring Crowd, and I, we were basically thinking about how can we help out these everyday heroes of health? What can a company like J&J do to help that? And we really, as crowdfunding was kicking off, we realized, there's such a need for it, and we've seen that the public wants to engage in something altruistic, right, and something more meaningful and helping people out around the world, and or even just their local community or their virtual community of which they might be part of around the world.
Wow, hearing that story, I have to tell you, Derek, I would just tell everybody that's listening, go to caringcrowd.org. What a great gift, what a great holiday gift to give somebody so that they can feel that warmness in their heart, that I can tell that you have the passion that you and your partner have for this. Derek Fetzer, Director, Global Public Health, Caring Crowd, caringcrowd.org. Thank you so much for joining us on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
In some areas, there's going to be snow. Of course, there's going to be snow because this is your snow season. But what are the chances in areas where we don't normally get snow? Right? So, the East Coast, it's going to be a little bit dry. Whether it's going to be a December snow fest, especially when we say December snow on Christmas Eve or on Christmas itself. I mean, that is the best, I have to say. One of my best memories of recent times was the odd snow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I had family visiting from snowy places, from Chicago and from Philadelphia, and we
we had snow, and it snowed all day long on Christmas Eve, and it was sticking at night. It was crazy. It was awesome. Yeah. And there are other times where it snowed, and people still talk about it in Texas. So anyway, what's the probability of snow? So what are the highest cities with the probably the best chance of seeing snow? And that goes for most of the Midwest, you know, who would mostly see it. Minneapolis, of course, is number one on the list. 77% likelihood of having at least an inch of snow on the ground for the Christmas holiday. Minneapolis is north. It's one of the coldest cities on a list, of any list, so it's there. And our mothership is in Minneapolis, so they can certainly attest to that. Mackenzie Sutton is doing the honors of this show, doing the technical directing. I don't know if he bolted for the soda machine, but Mackenzie, are you there?
Hello, folks.
Hey, so Minneapolis, do you, because you are used to a lot of the white stuff and ice and all of that, do you still have that same feeling about having snow on Christmas Eve or Christmas?
What, the feeling of nostalgia?
Yeah, like you want it.
Yeah.
Because you're used to it, but you still want it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Except for you don't want to slip and slide so that you crack your back anywhere.
Oh, that comes with it.
You know what, that's the problem with Minneapolis. Minneapolis is a great city. I've spent some time there. Minnesota's great. But you have to be very careful of the ice, don't you?
Yes.
Yep, it's hovering. He knows. It's hovering around the corners when you walk out of a door, etc. All right, so number two on the list, not a shocker, 50% chance of seeing a white Christmas. Denver has an average of snowfall of 8.7 inches in December. The snowiest Christmas on record was in 2007. They had 7.4 inches of snow. So there is a chance of snow. Milwaukee is also on the list, 47% chance of snow. Then you go to Detroit, same thing, 47. Notice the cities and where I'm saying Buffalo. 47% Buffalo will have a white Christmas. They get a lot of snow in December. The snowiest Christmas day the city has ever seen, 2002, 8.4 inches. So as for everybody else, it is a much harder to predict deal when it comes to snow on Christmas. Actually, where I am, they're saying we could see a white Christmas. I mean, white Christmas for Dallas, Texas, and it would be a huge Christmas present. But the likelihood, it's going to be cold and dry. The likelihood for it to happen is like 20%. The last white Christmas, and I talked about it, there was one in 2012. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I mean, you get a strong cold front. What are the low temperatures do? You know, that's the thing. It can change. Poof, like that. It can change. Now, in 2009, there was blizzard conditions that hit northwest of Fort Worth. It was crazy what they saw. And there were, I mentioned this, 2012, 4 to 6 inches fell across some of the counties, which is pretty big. I don't know. It's great to see snowflakes. That's for sure. And, you know, a white Christmas to me does remind me of home. There is some nostalgia to that, but I know it's just where I'm living, it's just kind of a rarity. And the ice and the conditions that other people have to deal with, oh, I don't want to trade in for that. Yeah, I've been there. I've done that many, many times growing up, living in the Midwest and dealing with that. All right, I want to recap our top stories. This Amtrak train going 80 miles an hour. It was on its first run, and it flew off the tracks, basically. And picture this. It's an overpass. It was freaky, is what it was. 14 train cars careening onto cars on a highway below. The crash left 3 people dead. It's a miracle. It wasn't more. 100 people injured. They're still combing through the wreckage to make sure, even at this late time. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. And, I mean, it's brutal. You've got the emergency crews that were on the scene immediately. You had the train number 501 departed right before 8 a.m. from Tacoma. We've got lots of listeners there. Part of a new high-speed service that launched on Monday morning, carrying up to 250 people. That's what it's capable of. There were about 80 passengers because this is still a new thing. And the Cascade service is what they're calling it, from Seattle to Portland, was supposed to be rated for a maximum speed of 79 miles an hour, where it derailed in DuPont. So the train was traveling just a tad more than that. The emergency doors, I guess, didn't function correctly after the crash. Passengers had to kick out train windows. Ooh, scary, scary, scary. And not good, because who knows what this investigation is going to come up with. What's really wild is, I said the thing about the cars below, and you had people in their cars who say the derailment was really scary. That first, all of a sudden, you know, we went from 60 miles an hour, they're saying, on the train to as fast as possible. We're avoiding one another. Then on the ground, they're saying a similar story. You know, in the train, they're avoiding one another. Like, when they're trying to climb over and knock out the windows and help each other so as not to fall over. On the ground, they're trying to avoid smashing into each other because they see this train flying at them. It is just, frankly, just it blows my mind. It blows my mind to look up and see that train and just to know what happened. So here we go with the infrastructure and problems with infrastructure and, wow, and so many people that 4 of the patients had severe injuries. So they had to be transferred all over the place. Get on a train. It's inaugural. You're feeling pretty good about it. Not thinking something's going to happen here. Not thinking this is going to be it. Of course not. Because you put your faith in the whole system, right? All right, speaking of putting your faith out there, Christmas Story was such a huge movie. I love that movie. I don't know how many times in my life I've seen it. My brother likes it and watches it so much. I know I've watched it with him at least a dozen times. So they tried to do a Christmas Story live, but football was going on Sunday night, and it was a close game, a crazy last-minute game, too, where the Cowboys pulled it out over a team that was pretty darn good, and some people didn't think that they were going to win that game. And what a difference it made, because people were actually watching. They were watching football instead. So the Christmas Story ratings really were sagging, and they thought that this was going to be just an incredible show. And there would be people just locked and loaded and tuned in, and they, frankly, were not. And the ratings just showed that you have to have it on the right night. So the Cowboys narrowly beating the Raiders 20-17 outdid what A Christmas Story could throw up there. This didn't work. Nobody was paying attention. Kind of sad, actually. The musical 2.8 overnight rating, 5 share, compared to 12.3 for Sunday Night Football. Kate?
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.